Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1449 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our first few insights will focus on study habits to build a strong foundation. Today, let's meditate on journal articles and cross-references for Bible study. And insight number 9 is read journal articles. When people see the word journal, they think of diary or travelogue. Those aren't what I'm talking about today and in this situation. Instead, think academic journals, academic research journals. I understand that academic journals make for challenging reading. Scholars rate them for scholars and students such as pastors, seminarians, or graduate students. That being said, they are an excellent tool for biblical research. Since they are published a few times a year, they are more up-to-date than commentaries and Bible dictionaries. You might say that they're cutting edge. Academic journals are like magazines. They usually have between 5 and 10 articles covering 100 or so pages. But they are not magazines. There is a crucial difference. Journal content is peer-reviewed. Articles that appear in magazines like Time are not submitted to a panel of field experts. They are written by journalists who may or may not have any academic exposure to the field of their article. For example, there is a clear difference in tone and quality between an article on Alzheimer's that appears in the Journal of American Medical Society and one that might appear in Time magazine. The article in Time was written for non-specialists and have a strictly imposed word count. It's a diluted summary of the topic. You may get the basics, but that is about it. However, an article in a journal may run 30 pages, use technical vocabulary, and will have undergone peer review. Its scientific research is discussed by experts. You might say that you get the hard data in a research journal. You ought to know about scholarly journals and biblical studies and read them from time to time. Major news magazines seem to annually produce hit pieces on the historicity of Jesus and the Gospels around every Christmas and Easter. What readers get in those articles is the work of journalists, not scholars. The journalist might interview a handful of scholars for a half a dozen quotations, but you might think of those as just sound bites. You're getting the crumbs that a non-expert with no expert supervision decides that you need to read. As a serious Bible student, you need to know that anything you've read in a popular magazine about the Bible is selective content and is guided by an editorial agenda. Academic journals will show you what the experts in the field of all theological persuasions, including those with a high view of the Bible, are actually saying. I encourage you to read academic journals. Let's move on to insight number 10, looking up and using cross-references. Any seasoned Bible reader knows what cross-references are. Chapter and verse references inserted in the Bible near or within the verses that you're actually reading. Print Bibles use several conventions for cross-references. A typical strategy is to place tiny superscripted numbers or letters next to the words that correspond to other verse references located somewhere else on the page, which are usually at the bottom. A fundamental principle in Bible study is letting the Bible interpret itself. Cross-references are an essential gateway to making that happen. The purpose of cross-references is to alert you to other verses in the Bible that say something similar. For example, let's say we're reading Ephesians chapter 1 and we come to verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Let's take the ESV for example. It puts superscripted letters next to several words in a verse such as in, redemption, through, forgiveness, according. This letter gives us a total of 10 cross-references to other verses to reiterate and develop the ideas of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. The more cross-references you can find, the better. Many concepts and scriptures are threaded throughout the pages, not just echoed here and there. When scripture becomes a commentary on scripture for you, you are starting to do biblical theology. 10 cross-references may sound a lot, but it isn't. The ESV Study Bible lists more than 10 verses that you could look up in regard to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, but you can do much better than that. One of the tools that every Bible student should have, in print form or digital form, is a treasury of scriptural knowledge. In the latest edition, it claims to be the most complete listing of cross-references available anywhere. And it's not an idle boast. The entire book is a compilation of cross-references. That's right, a book full of nothing but list of verses. No prose. Some people think that it's wonderful. It provides nearly 40 cross-references just for Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. The treasury of scripture knowledge is most conveniently used within a Bible software platform. The speed saves you a lot of time, but even in hard copy, this is a must-have tool. There are so many free and paid software programs available today for your Bible or your phone, there is no excuse to remain ignorant and lacking in your Bible study. Let's return to our verse, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so that you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,448 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.